Authorities are on standby as a snowstorm grips the country. Snow has fallen to low levels in the South Island, with more snow showers forecast for the next couple of days. Charlotte says the mountains are white and the grass is glimmering at Arrowtown Holiday Park.
It is beautiful, but I think the roads would be quite treacherous.
And snow and heavy rain and strong winds could be on the way for the Lower North Island. Federated Farmers Hawke's Bay President Will Foley says farmers will need to be prepared.
Get stocked down to lower altitudes on the farms. Stock up on supplies and make sure the generators are working.
Andrew Downs is a severe weather forecaster for Met Service, and Andrew is with me. Morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's it looking like? Who's going to get it?
Well, as you're aware, this is quite a significant severe weather winter storm. Further snow showers in the south, as you just mentioned in your report, to quite low levels. However, down there, we will find the snow shower activity will gradually ease as we go through today and tomorrow, but continuing, obviously, very icy on the roads. So it's something people need to be aware of. The main focus is really over central New Zealand, areas from sort of North Canterbury up through the Kaikoura area, and then, of course, the lower North Island. We're expecting quite strong southerly winds as a deep low, as the low deepens to the east of the North Island. That will generate, say, very strong winds, potentially damaging winds in the likes of places like Wellington and some central areas. As well as that, we are looking at quite substantial amounts of rain, so warnings for heavy rain will be issued for parts of Wairarapa, Wellington, up through the Kaikoura areas. Now, that's the lower-lying areas, but of course, as you get higher up, that's going to start falling as quite substantial snow above sort of 400 or 500 metres over the lower and central North Island, and also around the Kaikoura district. So some of those inland high country areas, people there need to be prepared for what could be quite substantial amounts of snow, certainly in excess of 20 or 30 centimetres, maybe even in some areas if this guidance we've got is right, it could be up to over half a metre. But the lower lying areas where a lot of people live, it's actually going to be very bleak. It's going to be very strong winds and a lot of rain. So for Wellingtonians, I think they're going to see more, say, the gales and the very cold rain. Possibly if you get up towards places like the Rimutaka Hill Road, that's where you might start seeing it start to fall as snow. So, say, quite a significant storm. For anyone travelling around pretty well anywhere in the South Island and anywhere in the central or lower North Island need to be prepared for, say, quite a significant winter storm.
It's brutal, isn't it? Brutal. How does it compare with previous storms?
Well, it's got quite a multifaceted storm. So certainly we have had some very heavy, significant snowstorms over the last couple of decades. And this has the potential for some areas to be probably more significant, but more the higher elevations for the snow. But even to say lower lying areas, those strong winds could cause some damage. Obviously, with the rain, people need to be aware of that, more slips. And then, of course, the combination of that and the high country, the high-level snow with the power lines and the strong winds means that people need to be prepared for power outages.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Downs, a Met Service severe weather forecaster.